This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I got a job for you guys. This is great. This just came across my desk. Oh, wow. You know, 2019 could be a pretty lucrative year for you. Get this. There is a study out there seeking super donors for fecal transplants. If any of you make poop, you could qualify for this job. Yeah, I don't know if I qualify. What's that one commercial with Aaron Rodgers where his agent, like, has to light a match in a bathroom, and then he lights a towel on fire or something, and there was a fire in the bathroom, but then he tells Aaron Rodgers that, you know, he doesn't poop, and he's like, how does that work out for you? Yeah. So, super donors, this is, okay, well, let me just know, just get a piece of paper and pencil here. Alright, they say let no good stool go to waste. This is according to Fox News. Fecal transplants. You guys, we've talked to you guys about fecal transplants. They want to transplant the bacteria of somebody's good gut microbiome into somebody who's having a lot of bowel issues. And they're hoping that if they could transplant this good bacteria, it could then grow and flourish. They're finding a lot of good results with it as long as, you know, the environment is right for it. And they say that these fecal transplants, feces, poop, right, have been proven effective in treating all kinds of GI disorders. So scientists behind the study are now looking for ways to identify the so-called super donors, people whose poop is superior. Now, I don't have a lot of talents, as you all have been aware over this last decade. But I'm wondering if, you know, I could finally get famous because of my poop. They say the last two decades have seen a growing list of medical conditions associated with changes in the gut microbiome, like bacteria, viruses, fungi. They said, in fact, we know already the changes in the gut microbiome can contribute to disease based on studies in germ-free mice. Remember that a few weeks ago? They kind of cleaned out the mice. The mice's guts, and they had issues, but then the mice that had the gut microbiome was fine. So when you restore gut microbiome, people seem to do well. So if you can't make your own microbiome, you need to take somebody else's. So this study, published Monday in the Medical Journal of Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology. Frontiers. Yeah, trying to make it a Western, right? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Reports that fecal transplants are almost always successful in patients with chronic diarrhea. But they may not work that well in people who are diabetic or have inflammatory bowel disease. They say when the poop transplants work for these recipients about 20% of the time, they believe they have a super pooper to thank. You know, that is something I think is on my bucket list. I would really like somebody to thank me for saving their life, even if it's pooping. Form. So they say the pattern of success of these trials demonstrates the existence of super donors whose stool is particularly likely to influence the host's gut and lead to clinical improvement. They say we see transplants from super donors achieve clinical remission rates and perhaps double the remaining average. It's funny. When my first year on air back in 2009, I talked about how a husband donated his poop to his wife who was having C. diff, and it worked. And a caller had called saying, you know, that's a disgusting story. Don't be, you know, coming up with these, you know, untrue stories. This was before fake news. And I go, it's true. I emailed them the article. This wasn't a lie. This stuff has, they've been talking about this for a decade now. So some of you are like, okay, well, how can I make money? So I found this article Apparently, you can make some big money being a test subject. Apparently, the NIH, the National Institute of Health Clinical Center, has been running studies since 1954 and administers the Clinical Research Volunteer Program. So it allows healthy people that are either local to the center or national or international to take part in tests. And they need to attract people. And they say each year there are about 3,500 healthy volunteers taking part in studies. So they say you could join Research Match. Sometimes you make $1,000. I mean, you can make some pretty decent money. And I think they may even, they may even pay for travel and all that other stuff. There's a website called clinicalstudies.info.nih.gov, and you could seek out opportunities. It's called the Clinical Research Volunteer Program. You could register for that, Clinical Research Volunteer Program, and then it kind of helps you find which studies. They say there's more than 300 studies at any one time. And so how much can you get paid? Well, there's a whole variety of amounts. Okay, I mean, they say according to the tax laws, if you're compensated more than $600, it will be reported to the IRS, but if they give you $500, you may not have to report it. I don't know, I'm not an accountant, but double check that. Some people go, well, why would I risk my life for $500? Well, not all these studies are risking your life. All right? I mean, let's take a look. I'm clicking on here right now. What sort of study do they have there? Oh, I get to search keyword. Okay, well, let's search obesity. Okay, let's search that. And I misspelled obesity. Okay, it's O-B-E. Come on. O-B-E-S-I-T-Y. Okay. And I don't know. I can't. I'm hitting on it. Oh, there we go. Check this out. Randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study plus open-label extension of diazoxide choline controlled release tablets. And what that is they are, but that's for Prader-Willi patients. That's looking at if this medication helps with weight loss. Dopamine function in human obesity. Effect of ultra-processed versus unprocessed diets on energy intake. So some of these studies you get to eat crap. You eat crap anyway. I would volunteer for the one where you get to eat crap food. A study evaluating breaking up daily sedentary behavior in youth. Look at this. Okay, we all could do that. Oh, pubertal development in girls. Oh, I could show them pictures of when I was in the second grade. I should get some money for that one. I had big boobs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Maria wants to know about CBD oil and how safe is it? And CBD oil, the cannabidiol oil, it's from what we understand, it's pretty safe. I'm not really hearing a lot of side effects from it. What I am hearing, though, is it's a crapshoot on if the brand you bought works or if it's just placebo. And so, you know, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet when it comes to CBD oil. And I caution you all because when you read this information, because on one end, you may be just, you know, you may have the right physique, the right endocannabinoid receptors to benefit from something like CBD oil. But then you have other people where it just won't work. And so I don't want anybody putting off regular treatment or evaluation for something. So I had met somebody who was having trouble sleeping. And they said that for years they took Ambien, and then they did CBD oil, and then they went to marijuana. And finally, they went to a doctor, and the doctor diagnosed them with hyperthyroid. Now, hyperthyroid can eventually kill you. Hyperthyroid can cause abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation. We've talked about how people could get exophthalmos where the eyes, the whites of the eyes seem to pop out. It's a sequelae of hyperthyroid. It's called exophthalmos. And then a whole variety of other things that can happen to somebody who has hyperthyroid. And she had been self-treating her insomnia. And this is why people can't stand doctors. Okay. You know, and hopefully you guys, you know, can stand me, you know, hopefully you don't. You know, you can't stand me? Okay, you can't stand me. Because you think that we're just trying to sell you something. We're just trying to push our services and make you not want to go over the counter or go to Mexico or Canada and buy your medications. Okay? That's not the case. You see, in medical school, and it's a lot of years in medical school, a lot of years in medical school, we learn that some of the most dangerous diseases may present with some real mild findings. And I told you, I mean, my father, he dropped dead in front of my mom just like nothing and didn't have the typical heart attack symptoms that you all have read about. No, there's chest pain and it radiates to the jaw and radiates to the left arm and then you get dizzy and then you sweat and then you have some trouble breathing. No, it didn't happen like that. He just dropped. People drop. And you're like, well, wait, what happened? And so if you go back, if he was still alive, his symptoms might have been, oh, yeah, I felt a little dizzy, you know, for a minute or two once in a while, but no big deal. Or like that one woman I took care of in the ER where she was nauseous. So how many of you get nauseous and you decide to treat that with a little marijuana? Well, that could be a heart attack. So another question I got about 6-7 months ago was, why aren't doctors prescribing or urging more CBD oil? Because twofold. Number one is we don't want you to mask a symptom that needs to be addressed. We need to make sure you don't have hyperthyroid or an MI or whatever the hell you're treating it for. I'd like to know why you're having seizures. Do you have a brain tumor? You know, why are you having seizures? And B, we don't know where you're getting the CBD oil from. So let's say somebody comes into my office and they take, you know, when I had an office, right? Now I do telemedicine, which is really cool, by the way. But let's say somebody comes in and they say, Dr. Wax, look, I didn't need to go on diabetes medication. Because, look, I've been doing the CBD oil, and lo and behold, it's helping my insulin sensitivity. I look at my sugars, and I'll be blown away. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. I can't go and tell somebody else to do that. One is that could be malpractice. Somebody turns diabetic, and I recommend that they take CBD or actually smoke the full marijuana. That's malpractice. Number two, how do I know it's going to be reproduced every time that bottle is bought? When you get CBD oil, one brand could be phenomenal, one brand may not be. And then we have to look at the actual company. There's I met a gentleman, I was giving a talk yesterday, and a gentleman told me about testosterone. And he said that he gets his testosterone online. And he said it's a good company because he hasn't had a problem the last two, three batches he bought. And I go, but you got to be careful because when people commit fraud, they're a lot of times not going to be really obvious in the beginning. So you may be buying it from, I don't know, ABC Giggly Goop Company. And you may be like, okay, this is good stuff. Month one, month two. Are you really going to check month three? Month four? So sometimes the fraud can happen with the customers a little deeper into your purchasing. So now you just have a regular order. Like, he's not going to notice. Just throw it at him. Just go ahead. Now, a good company, a good legit company, will make sure that the product is good every single time. Because you get a bad product, you could quit. But somebody who's getting, you know, their medicine, you know, from some shady area, you know, they can mess with you. So the problem I have with this CBD oil is, how do I know which brand is really good and really safe? Now, WebMD talks about CBD oil. They say experts say the evidence is scant for many of the touted benefits. And some of the benefits that people talk about are depression and anxiety, helping with sleep, helping with relieving pain, alleviating cancer-related symptoms like the nausea, reducing acne. They found that CBD oil could reduce acne. Maybe some neuroprotective properties helping people with MS, which I'm really excited about. Apparently, there's an oral spray, Sativex, we talked about, consistent of CBD and the THC. It reduces some of the muscle spasticity that multiple sclerosis patients have. They even found in animals, in people studies, that it may help during Parkinson's, helping you sleep. There's some studies talking about CBD and heart health. Maybe it'll lower the blood pressure. Some people think it could be anti-tumorous, meaning help fight cancer. Some think it could prevent diabetes, like I talked about. Substance abuse treatment puts you on CBD as opposed to, you know, hopefully getting you off other substances. And then antipsychotic effects. So this is coming from Healthline.com. Are there side effects? Yeah, diarrhea, changes in appetite, fatigue. But the biggest side effect is, what if it doesn't work? So somebody with depression and anxiety, there's a lot of things that could cause depression and anxiety. Now, another thing is, sometimes CBD could harm the liver. WebMD talks about interactions with other drugs and also liver enzymes. They say 10% of people taking CBD in studies had increases in liver enzymes. So what does that mean? Well, liver enzymes happen, and we see this in the blood, when liver cells die, because their contents open up and then the enzymes leak out into the blood. So seeing elevated liver enzymes suggests something's going on with your liver. Well, you need your liver functioning at its best. And so do you want to take something that's irritating the liver? Now, they say in one study, about 3% of individuals just had to stop it completely because their liver enzymes went so high. Now, again, it's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, the CBD oil is going to just rock. But for some of you, it's not going to work. So people ask, well, which is safer, an Ambien for sleeping medication or CBD oil? I can't tell you that because we haven't studied it. And even if a study does come out saying, oh, yeah, CBD oil is safe, which brand? You go online and you buy some CBD oil from some foreign country. How do I know that's exactly the same type with the same components that, you know, the study had? Same thing with, you know, marijuana, smoking marijuana and edibles. How do I know you guys are getting Pineapple Express? I don't. So that's why it gets tricky. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump on Friday signed a short-term spending bill to reopen the government, ending the longest partial federal government shutdown in U.S. history. Congress now has until February 15th to negotiate a deal for border security. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News if that doesn't happen, the president should move forward without Democrats.
Come February the 15th, if the Democrats still say, go to hell on the wall, you get a dollar, that's it, they basically tell Trump, I'm not going to do with you what I did with Bush and Obama, then I hope he will go the emergency route. We don't need to shut the government down. We need to secure the border. The last best chance to do this is between now and February the 15th.
Trump under fire from conservatives, including commentator Ann Coulter, who tweeted, good news for George Herbert Walker Bush. As of today, he is no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about the liver. I don't know if you guys know this, but there are 17,000 Americans, 17,000, on a waiting list for liver transplant. They need a liver. And we thought a while back it was because there were so many people with hepatitis C. And that's not the number one reason. The number one reason that has edged out hepatitis C for a need for a new liver is alcoholic liver disease. That's according to new research that was published yesterday. This is according to NBC News, and they say one reason for the shift is that hepatitis C is starting to get easier to be treated. Hepatitis C is a virus. It affects the liver. People get it from a tattoo if they, you know, use an unsterile needle. They could get it from sex. They could get it from drug use. So hepatitis C, kind of a big concern with the baby boomers. And it's can be deadly to a liver. And it's hard for people that have hepatitis C or drink alcohol to get a new liver because the chance of that next liver becoming diseased is high. But if somebody needs a liver and we want to buy them a few more years, you know, they wait on a list. But alcohol and addiction are huge, and it's not going away. They say for years, conventional wisdom suggested that people with a heavy drinking past who did not have a period of sobriety under their belts would not be good candidates to receive a new liver. But they say of almost 33,000 liver transplant patients since 2002 who were studied, researchers from the University of California, San Francisco found 36.7% of them actually had alcoholic liver disease. So we are giving new livers to people who drink. So I guess doctors and people are making their minds. Well, and if you look at the average person that needs a new liver, it's usually somebody with hepatitis or somebody who drinks. There's not a lot of other diseases that just make the liver completely go kaput, except for like taking a Tylenol too much or taking a medication that just causes some weird reaction. So there was a debate that culminated back in 1997 when a group of doctors and medical societies and the U.S. Surgeon General weighed in, publishing a paper that recommended patients with alcoholic liver disease have to be sober at least 6 months before they could be considered for a transplant. So there was this six-month rule. And they said if you could be sober for 6 months, then you had a better chance of not going back to your drinking behavior. But they really didn't have a lot of data to support that, so they started to find that, you know, we could go ahead and give people the liver. Committing to abstinence is, I see many of you guys that go through AA, and I see some of you relapse, and some of you don't. And I don't think you could just put everybody in a box or in some table and go, okay, well, they'll do this. If they do this, they'll do that. It all depends on what's going on in your life. You know, I've luckily never been addicted to anything except chocolate, maybe. You know, I can't walk by, you know, a buffet table without seeing chocolate. But I could totally see the addictive potential with any of these things. Okay, because I understand how, shall we say, how much more powerful your brain is over your heart in terms of, you know, what you want to do. And I know the heart doesn't think and doesn't plan for you. I get it. It's another part of the brain center. But I like to look at it that way. And your brain will win. Your brain has reward centers. Your brain wants things. And when your brain wants things, it talks you into it. You know, nobody likes to really talk about this because they think they have, you know, mental illness. But we could talk about it here on the show because, we're real. You know, if you see something, whether it's a cigarette, whether it's vaping, whether it's alcohol, whether it's cake, your body will talk, your mind will talk yourself into it. The reason why we have skinny people out there or people that don't do drugs or people that, you know, seem to be really committed is because they retrained their brain to talk them into the other habit. So like for me, I cannot go to bed unless I got my 12,000 steps in. It used to be my second workout. Now I just shoot for 12,000 steps. So that's just a rule I have. And my brain won't even let me go to sleep. I will lie there in bed. You're under by 1,000. Get up and do it. Get up and do it. And then I do it, and then I can't sleep. But I've retrained my brain to force me to do that. Maybe I'm addicted to working out. I don't think I'm addicted to it, but it's just, it's a habit that I'm not going to break, and I don't want to break, so I let my brain do this. But my brain will do the same thing when it comes to a piece of chocolate. And so, because some of you that, you know, don't have addictions, but you're with loved ones who are, you don't understand why they can't put the bottle down, especially those of you who are married to an alcoholic. Alcohol tastes like crap. I mean, you know, most alcoholics, they don't really drink the foo-foo, strawberry, daiquiri, you know, apple teeny sort of drinks. people that are true alcoholics, they just go for the scotch or the vodka or the tequila. And it's not very tasty. Well, why is that? Well, because the brain talked them into, that's fine. They're actually relieved when they take it. See, I don't get that. I've had scotch neat. I can't stand the taste. I don't even like the way it makes me feel. I just don't like it. But imagine if I started drinking and I trained my brain to tell me I like it. Remember I told you guys a few months ago how you have to do that with vegetables? You need to start training your brain that you are craving a carrot. And these are things that people who stay slim do. Nobody's going to tell you that because they don't want you to think they're crazy. But you really have to train yourself into, you know, yo, this is for me. So a big question people ask each other is how do these 90-year-old rich men get 20-year-old women? And these women marry them and love them. And people say, yeah, she's lying. She's faking it. I don't think a lot of these women are faking it. I think they retrained their brain to be attracted to somebody that's 90 and rich. You know, everybody kind of knows what they need to get through and do what they need to do. And so if, you know, it might have been, let's say, you know, a wallet chaser. For them to stay married and be with them for a long period of time, they probably fell in love, talked their brain into falling in love. A lot of us do it even with, you know, people our own age. Oh, I want to get married. All my friends are getting married. Everybody else has a ring, so I want a ring. So, yeah, you know what? I do love him. Yeah, you know what? He is going to be the best husband. Absolutely, it's him. It's him. It's only him. People talk themselves into it all the time. Same thing with jobs. You could be at a job you hate, but you talk yourself into liking it or you find things about it to like it, so you keep doing it. So what you need to do is you need to take those habits and use them or those, you know, those skills and use it for something positive. Talking yourself out of something is a lot harder than talking yourself into something. So you need to talk yourself into water. Make yourself want water rather than vodka. You got to make yourself want a carrot stick rather than a ding-dong. You got to make yourself want to chew on a straw than stick a vape electronic cigarette in your mouth. You got to talk yourself into wanting to do that 50-page report than sitting home and watch Netflix. And you got to talk yourself into wanting to get on that Stairmaster or treadmill than sitting on the couch. And so, you know, hope that kind of explains a little bit more about what goes on in the mind. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Self-driving car, I would kind of wonder. I think I would freak out if I saw a self-driving car. I mean, they've been around now for a while. But I still haven't seen one in my neck of the woods. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't think I've seen one. But then again, I really don't watch cars. I really don't watch cars or people driving in them. Even when I'm driving on the road, I'm not really watching other people. You kind of don't make eye contact a lot of times. Do you guys notice that? You know, in the olden days, you would, you know, make eye contact with somebody, and then you would wave and say hello and ask them how their day is and help them pick up something that they dropped. And now it's just don't look at anybody. If you don't look at anybody, they're not going to come after you or attack you or, you know, mess with you or bully you or rape you. Or we really don't, you know, nobody really seems to make eye contact. I'm actually a pretty gregarious, you know, social person. I'll be in the Walmart line or the Target line. I'll just start talking to people because I get bored. You know, and I think it's kind of, you know, fun to, like, you know, just out of the blue say something. And, you know, this is what I like to do. So I'll be standing there in the line, either Target or Walmart or whatever. And, you know, I'll start looking around and see everybody not want to make eye contact, right? You know, because they think, I don't know, they think it'll probably be with my googly eyes and stuff. You know, I'm like, you know, probably crazy. You know, like, okay, there's a crazy woman who's, like, looking at me, and she should be looking down on the tile like we're all doing. Why is she looking around? Something's wrong. So, you know, I started making them a little bit at unease. And then I'll just say something. Like, let's say there's a real crappy song playing in the department store. I'll just go, is it just me? Or does this song suck? Or like, you know, or like a Luai Luai song, right? Oh, da 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 da. You don't know the words. Like, does anybody know what he's saying in the song? I still haven't figured out the words. And all of a sudden, you almost see this relief of people and smile and wanting to talk. And it's a whole different energy. Now, there are still other people that are just really fascinated with the tile, and they aren't going to want to look up, and they aren't going to want to talk. But the majority of people want to, and then you'll get people talking in the other aisle, you know? And sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what? I need a pack of gum, and there's no gum in this aisle. How come there's no gum in this aisle? I got gum over here. What do you want? Is there any Bubblicious? Yeah, Bubblicious. Okay, throw me that. No, not that flavor. Okay, and so you start connecting with people. Even though I'm never going to see them again, and true, I'm probably annoying as hell, but it just kind of changes the energy a little bit. And so I recommend to kind of make some eye contact. If, again, if you don't think you're in a position where, you know, you're going to get attacked or bullied or raped or whatever, obviously. But, you know, usually a Target or Walmart or a shopping store aisle isn't really too bad. And just see what happens. Now, that's another thing, too. So people, especially guys like, I can't do that. Dahlia, I can't do that. Because if I look at a woman and I make eye contact, she's going to think I'm a perv. And that really stinks. That should not be happening to you guys. Just because a guy makes eye contact doesn't mean he's a predator. And I can't stand that's happened. And I get really frustrated because most of my friends are guys. I love hanging out with the guys. I got the American Academy of Family Physicians meeting this weekend, and it's going to be me and a bunch of my friends, and it's me and the guys hanging out. I love hanging out with the guys. Wait, do we have Pro Bowl this week? Oh, I forgot. I got to check that out. Anyway, so anyway, I love hanging out with the guys. And so, I think the reason why it works so well is because they could be at ease. They could make eye contact. They could talk. They could whatever. And nobody's going to accuse them of anything. Nobody's going to whatever. And we could be ourselves. But the average guy out there, he doesn't feel that way. And he's right to be on guard because, you know, people make you feel, you know, I remember telling my brothers years ago, I'm like, look, okay, you got to start a conversation with a girl. Okay, girls will like you. You're good-looking guys. Okay, just start conversations, whatever. And they're like, well, no, because when I start a conversation, they, like, immediately shut you down, and I wasn't even trying to hit on them, so I'm not even going to go there. And ladies, that's our fault. Some guy will talk to us, and we will just make them feel like crap for doing it. Nobody's going to talk to you then. Don't you want to be talked to by the guys? So, you know, that's on us. So I bring up looking at cars and, you know, if I would ever see a Apple self-driving car, would I freak out? Because I guess Apple self-driving car, the company Project Titan, has laid off a bunch of people. their increasingly abortive plan, according to the Detroit News, to build an autonomous car does not seem to have strength, as the name Project Titan implies. So Apple obviously makes iPhone, and they have dismissed about 200 people from the project. Now, I think they absorbed some of the other ones in other fields. I mean, Apple's a huge company, so I'm sure they found them jobs. But for some people, where their only job was to make these self-driving cars, they're out of a job, according to a report yesterday from CNBC. They say the employees involved, it's not really unsurprising. Titan underwent a major recalibration 3 years ago when initial ambitions to build the vehicle were scaled back. They say the focus shifting to building the systems which would allow a car to drive autonomously. And then Titan had already lost hundreds of employees from the peak 1,000 it started in 2015. They said Apple needed a customer willing to buy those systems, and there's not evidence that they found one. So, this is a little bit of karma. I mean, look at how Apple has us enslaved to their iPhone and their charger and their apps. So, is Titan going to die? Is that Titan project going to die? I don't know. People want self-driving cars. And a company like Apple and Google or Amazon or whatever, they would love to have their piece of the pie. The other thing that's a huge market are these robots, especially these robots people can have sex with. These things are going to explode, hopefully not literally, explode. People really want non-humans, right, to manage pretty important things in their life. Driving to me is pretty important. Sex is pretty important. And so seeing these little obstacles that these big companies have make us kind of rethink that it's not going to die off. Trust me, self-driving cars are going to be here. They are going to be a reality. But I think there's going to be, in terms of the technology, a lot of little ups and downs. One up and down happened at CES, I believe. A robot was knocked over. They said the robot was killed by a self-driving car. Well, you have one self-driving car kill a person, and we've already had a couple people die. That's going to set you back years of progress because nobody's going to jump and invest in something like that. And you think to yourself, people are dying all the time of car accidents. Car accidents are pretty, they're pretty common. People are hitting pedestrians all the time. Yeah, but if it's a self-driving car and it's a company that could get sued, it's not going to happen. So Apple is still going to retain the core of engineers. They're still going to work on the problem. They're still going to work on the technology. But what's causing a holdup is humans are unpredictable. And in order to do this AI type of technology, you need to, have a algorithm that picks up unpredictabilities. And you may have a human that just decides to, or what if you have a human that just faints? Are they expecting that? 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.